Good morning, Aurel. Today is Monday, 1st of April, and right now it's partly cloudy on 27 degrees Celsius. And for today, they predict clear with temperatures ranging from low 26 to half 32, with a heat index on 37 degrees Celsius. It's supposed to be breezy with southerly winds at 10 to 30 kilometers per hour. Later on, we can expect partly cloudy with southerly winds again at 10 to 25 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 77 and will drop by noon on 61%. Moon is waning gibbous, illuminated on 73%. Tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone, the Working Committee, its support group, the Resident Assembly Service and concerned residents call for a general meeting with agenda. At first point, Working Committee will share the agenda points for the upcoming governing board, which they have received from the Secretary's office, and will invite the comments and suggestions of the residents, which they will communicate to the governing board. And second, to update on the work towards solving the issues discussed during the previous general meeting. The continuation meeting will take place later. On Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. at the Visitor Center, Mark Vella will hold his last concert in Orville. The Caravan of Love with Mark Vella and the Caravaners are back in Orville after 40 days of journey in South India. A slideshow of their journey will be presented, and then Mark Vella will give a concert in the presence of the Caravaners with the collaboration of Orville musicians who want to participate. He will also give two or three concerts in Pondicherry before returning to France, but the dates are not known yet. On Wednesday, from 4 to 5:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone, we can participate to our open source hardware community fab lab, which is open discussion, or as they said, it's an evening with friends about different ways to produce goods and technology. A practical and collaborative approach to realize a self-sufficient and sustainable community. It is a proposal for a better material realization. We are invited for the opening of Inwards Onwards on today at 4:30 p.m. at Gallery Square Circle, Kalakendra. This is an exhibition of the paintings made by 10 acclaimed Indian contemporary artists during the National Painters Camp at Shrima between 22nd to 27th of March. This camp and exhibition was organized by Lalit Kala Academy, Chennai, in a collaboration with Auroville Foundation and with the support of Kalakendra and Auroville Art Service. On 4th of April, Spanish Consul Señor Domingo de Silos Manso Garcia will visit Auroville and meet Spanish members of the community at 11 a.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone. University of Human Unity announces the musical interpretation and Vedic knowledge which will take place on Saturday and Sunday, 6th and 7th of April, starting on Saturday morning. This is a seminar on the practical and theoretical interpretation of classical music in the light of Vedic knowledge. It would be exploring the origin and soul of music, and it will happen on Saturday morning from 9:30 to 12:30 with exploring of theoretical dimensions, in the afternoon between 2:30 to 5:30 with musical demonstrations and discussions, and in Sunday afternoon between 3 to 5 with summary and conclusions and followed by concert. The concert will start at 5 and would be Ladislav Brosman concert. Everyone is cordially invited, and musicians are additionally invited to participate in demonstration on vocal and acoustical instruments in a Saturday afternoon session. We can join HICE and an unlimited team at Auroville Village Action Group at Mars Cafe Visitor Center tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. in preparation for our community-based Earth Day celebration. They want to make this Earth Day special, and they are thinking if we can actually achieve tangible results within our community by April 22nd. They are asking to bring us our enthusiasm, our ideas, our friends to help set up many community-based challenges to resolve between now and Earth Day. On weekend, starting on Friday, 5th, 6th and 7th of April, at Kripa in Kalabumi will be a 3-day international dance workshop. Three choreographers from Paris, Gent and Pune will lead. Esteban Oliveres will teach modern dance. Second would be Swapnil Dalia with a contemporary dance. Wim Busseri, he will teach tango and salsa. He has a very atypical, easygoing way of teaching with a lot of attention, but he also lets you freely feel the music and dance to it. Amphitheater group invites us on Sunday, 7th of April at 7 p.m. to amphitheater, where they will sing Mother's Mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate, and Joyan Jivatmar on guitar will guide the chanting. Everyone is welcome to join or just be. They're asking us to bring torchlight for the steps. Nature camp is around the corner. The organizers are excited because they have all three camps filled with the students and camp counselors headed to Kavunji in Kodaikanal this May. The first group will leave on 3rd of May at 9 p.m., the second group will leave on 12th of May, and the third one will leave on 21st of May and will be back on 30th of May. The Pavilion of France team is happy to announce the following information for Orvillians and friends of Orville around the world. They announced the launching of the French Pavilion website. As for now, we can access the website by entering www.pavilliondefrance.com on our browser. After the special 100 team brochure with the Pavilion de France website, you can see all the events up to date. Soon, they will be at 150 events since the end of 2006. Apart from these events, you can also get information about the relations between India and France, France and Orville, the first caravan of love, and the inauguration of Orville and publications in French and how to contact them. Orville Health Center informs the community that they have a new blood analyzer machine for complete cell counting, CBC. This is the type of machine available in all major laboratories, hence it will save people time and energy. It will be also sufficiently cheaper than the test elsewhere. And secondly, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Kartik is providing a free consultation on 6th of April, which is that Saturday, between 1:30 to 3 p.m. They're asking us to register our names with the health center reception, and the regular registration charges will apply. Orville Performing Arts posted interesting ad about Orville Online Calendar Coordinator. This job has very flexible hours and can be done mostly from home or at our net office in the afternoons. The Orville Calendar Coordinator will initially be responsible for entering all scheduled events from the news and notes up to the AuroNet calendar. This person must have good communication skills, as the job will eventually require them to collaborate with all Orville public venues and help create the online calendar, which will be most user-friendly and help the community collaborate in booking venues for exhibitions, performances, classes, and managing the movable sound equipment. If you are interested in this position, you should send an email to arotaranti@gmail.com. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, we can see today the 8 p.m. Indian drama mystery, The Search, which was made in India in 2012 by director Rima Katkdi. Tomorrow they will screen an Italian drama, L'America, which was made in Italy and France in 1994 by director Gianni Amelio. And on Wednesday we can see an interesting documentary, Women's Art Revolution. It was made in USA in 2010 by director Lynn Hirschman Lison. Sri Aurobindo wrote, "If your soul always aspires for the transformation, then that is what you have to follow after. To seek the divine, or rather some aspects of the divine, for one cannot entirely realize the divine if there is no transformation. May be enough for some, but not for those whose soul's aspiration is for the entire divine change." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.